Well, we've been telling you to pay it forward. That's what we've been doing here on Up to Speed. It started actually with Terry and Marcy on the morning show on Information Radio. People have been reporting their good deeds to us all day, and we're just delighted to hear these stories. And we'll say more about how you can tell us yours, too, and maybe we can carry this over. I'll just have to talk to powers that be. But how about this? How do you get 140 13-year-olds to do something nice for someone else? And as I mentioned, we've been asking you to tell us how you're paying it forward. This following a Winnipeg woman's campaign to make today Pay It Forward Day. And we received an email from a grade 8 teacher at Sargent Park School who says his students, all 140 of them, are doing exactly that. Chris Harbick is on the line with me right now. Chris, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
Okay, let's get to this one. What started the grade 8 class at your school to start paying it forward?
Well, we do a movie project here every year called 2 Minutes to Make a Difference, and the kids choose a topic that's interesting to them that they want the other ones to know about, animal shelters, etc. And what the kids do to get into the swing of things is we show them the Pay It Forward movie. We do this in late November, and then they go out and make a difference. And we've been doing it for 3 years now.
Great idea. What kinds of things are they doing?
Well, they're doing amazing things. The first year we did it was the year we had this huge snowfall, and they were shoveling walks for each other, which was great that they were going out and doing a random act of kindness. But now we have kids singing songs outside of a superstore and raising $205 for Shalom Mission. We have students writing letters to soldiers overseas. We have kids donating toys to toy drives. They're really getting into the swing of things now.
And there's a whole variety, an array of things that they're doing, I guess.
As many as you can possibly imagine. It's quite wonderful this year.
And as an educator, how have you seen this project affect them?
Well, you know, if anybody knows teenagers, you know, if you hold out your outstretched arm, their worldview is only to, like, their palm, like what they can put in their mouth. And like, they don't see really beyond, like, a circle outside that outstretched arm. And what I'm seeing is kids are actually now seeing more things within the city. They're discovering that there is life outside of this little protective sphere that, you know, they're living in. So they're becoming better citizens and just... Mm-hmm. Becoming wonderful kids.
Now, you mentioned, I mentioned 140 students doing this Pay It Forward, making a difference. And I understand that there's a student that you might have close by that I can talk to in particular. Is that true?
I have Mark here beside me here.
Can you pass the phone to Mark there?
You betcha. Here he is. Hold on.
All right. And this is a student at Sargent Park School, and his name is Mark Castillo. Mark, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
And how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. You?
Not too bad. I love these stories and what you folks are doing. What did you do in particular?
I sent a letter to an overseas Canadian Forces member.
And why did you choose to do that?
I just realized that the fact that they're overseas and not near their family during Christmas, I just wanted them to be happy that they know that when they come back, there will be people waiting for them, and to have faith that they will return home safely.
And did you get any response from the person that you helped?
Nope, not yet. I just mailed it on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so hopefully they respond back.
Okay, and this concept is something that is natural at this time of the year, right? We want to feel generous and do nice things to people. What are the chances that you'll keep paying it forward even when it's not for a school assignment? Has this affected you as a person at all, Mark?
Yeah, I've seen the video, and it somewhat changed me because I used to think that soldiers really don't need anything. Just safe arrival, but now I know that they need something to keep their spirits up while they're in a war that they're risking their lives for.
Mm-hmm. And how did you find the soldier you sent the note to?
I just sent a letter to any soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what kind of who, just a soldier.
All right. Well, way to go. It's great to meet you, Mark, and thank you for doing this, and maybe you'll inspire other people, too. You know that?
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Mark, before you hang up, give me back to Chris for a second, would you?
Okay.
All right, that's Mark Castillo, and he's a student at Sargent Park School, and teacher Chris Harbeck is back here now. So I guess